Back home now, and medicinal cannabis advocates say that terminally ill people are suffering unnecessarily because of barriers to accessing the drug. The Australian government has legalised the cultivation of some approved medicinal cannabis products, but each jurisdiction also has its own regulations. Queensland passed new laws earlier this year allowing specialists to prescribe certain cannabis oil products, but advocates say it's a token measure that's undermined by lengthy and limited approval processes. Catherine Gregory reports.
For Queensland mother Lene Carter, medicinal cannabis is essential for providing comfort to her 19-year-old son. That's because Lindsay Carter has epilepsy and a brain tumour.
In the US, it was actually recommended for him for his brain tumour as well as his epilepsy, and for pain, nausea, and also to help his appetite. So the medical cannabis makes a huge difference for him with just his everyday quality of life.
Lindsay Carter was one of the first patients in Australia to get approval from the Therapeutic Goods Administration and the Queensland Health Department to use two medicinal cannabis products. But one of the products lacked the necessary potency, and the family is unable to get it exported from overseas.
The companies that are licensed here in Australia to produce medical cannabis, a lot of them aren't ready yet.
On top of that, she says her son is one of many very sick people who has had to wait months to get the drug. That's because of the lack of supply and also the lengthy and complicated application process with the Queensland Health Department.
There's a state application process that's happening, which is in addition to the federal application, and that can tie patients' applications up to 90 days.
The federal government has legalised the cultivation of cannabis for medicinal purposes, but each state and territory has its own specific regulations around how it is prescribed. But for Lene Carter, she feels the Queensland legislation is simply tokenistic and failing some patients, so they're turning to the black market. Dr. Alex Wodak, the president of the Australian Drug Law Reform Foundation, agrees.
People who want to get medicinal cannabis and are supported by their doctors and their specialists have an uphill battle getting it through the system. The system is very slow, very arduous, and some of these people are dying and don't have much time. It's a mess. It's not a system that anyone could justify. And what's happening instead is a lot of people are using medicinal cannabis. If they can't get it lawfully, they get it unregulated through the black market.
Queensland's health minister was unavailable for comment. The Australian Medical Association says it's not appropriate for a patient to wait many months to receive a legally prescribed medicinal cannabis product. But the association's president, Dr. Michael Gannon, does point out doctors will not be rushed into prescribing it either.
We support the use of any therapeutic substance where there's evidence as to its safety and effectiveness.
Dr. Michael Gannon from the Australian Medical Association, Catherine Gregory, reporting.